Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and it is 4 p.m. in Madrid, Spain. That's right. Last day of live shows for me and B. Mitch holding it down here in Madrid, Spain, as the Commanders get ready to take on the Miami Dolphins from the Bernabeu Stadium, home of Real Madrid. I've spent the last few days at the Real Madrid practice facility. They call it the compound. I've learned that. And it is truly like one of the most impressive places I've been around in sports. And I've been to a whole bunch of impressive practice facilities. They have a billion fields. I am curious, maybe why Brian can look at the numbers. How many kids are in their youth system? Because there are just young men, like 10 to 20 years old, walking around everywhere. And we never see like the top dog. Like the actual Real Madrid team that plays in Champions League and La Liga games, we never see them. The security at this place is like the airport. Like there's just dudes with big guns walking around. There's a lot happening at all times. Today's practice was cool. We also got to talk to Joe Witt, Commander's former defensive coordinator who's now still on the staff. He handled everything like a pro. A lot of audio to get you guys. I think we're going to play the full Joe Witt interview because he touched on a whole bunch of topics that are germane to our conversations. We're getting closer and closer to game day. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You are streaming us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, and you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. B, how we doing, buddy?
Whoa. Traffic has gotten heavy, dog.
Yeah, where are you coming? So I was in practice. Man. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from the Irish Rover.
Oh, you were at the rally?
Yeah.
How was that? A billion
shows and about 8,000 Commander fans.
Wow. I believe it, man.
It is. The traffic is like the United States now.
Oh, that's tough.
Big time.
Because you were, that's like downtown too, right?
Oh, bro. It wasn't that far. But everything is just like, if you got a mile to go, it's 20 minutes.
One thing I've learned here, generally where you are, is like 2.8 miles, 15-minute Uber.
At least.
It's funny. What I remembered from working the London game, and the London game was almost 10 years ago now. I think it was 8-ish years ago, mm-hmm. was these trips just amount to being in Ubers and at work. Like, there's not a ton of stuff in between. Like,
basically,
it's just like Uber from this job to that job, this shoot to that shoot. And there is some fun in between. I tell you what was really cool, and you'd already experienced this earlier in the week, but it was neat. Today, the Commanders and, I assume there's like an NFL Europe office. I don't know who the NFL liaison is here in Madrid. But they had set up a flag football clinic, which you went to one.
I did one yesterday, yeah.
But they did one at the practice facility at Real Madrid with a bunch of the current players.
Cool, cool.
And it was cool, man. All these little kids running around. And you could tell some of them are into football. Like, yeah, some of them know how to hold the ball. Like, you know, they're protecting the nose of the ball, high
but
and tight.
But I told you for a long time, my nephew plays in a league that's here.
Right.
Based in Europe. He's in Paris. But I talked to a guy yesterday, and they play against that team. So, and they knew him. So the ultimate thing is there is American football here. And I was talking to some people at the Witchcom where they heard some tidbits that we may be seeing football in 2027 in Dubai.
So I had heard
that started to pop up a lot now. I told you that
I knew the Middle East is very much in play.
Well, I knew that the Commanders had the rights to Dubai and Doha. And now there were people, fans, season ticket holders, telling me today, 2027.
Well, here's what I know for sure. Josh Harris owns the Commanders, managing partner.
Yeah, yeah.
The Philadelphia 76ers, another team that Josh Harris owns, they played in Abu Dhabi about a month ago.
Okay.
And so they, you know, is a basketball game different than a football game? Absolutely. Is the traveling party a different size? Absolutely. But, like, they did it, and the people I talked to, it was a very good experience.
Yeah.
And they won't be surprised whatsoever if that's happening.
Well, based off of all the stuff I heard today, it's probably happening.
Yeah. What's going to be interesting, I don't know this answer, but one of the most fascinating conversations I had was with not like working for the league, but somebody here for American football in a PR capacity, and then somebody that works in European sports. I don't want to say specifics, right, to make this broad, right, but in a PR capacity. And the way American sports are with media access is totally different than the rest of the world.
Totally.
And so as these international games continue to expand for the NFL, which is the most accessible professional sport to the media, and what the NFL understands better than any sport ever is that what the media serves for pro football is this huge free marketing arm.
Yeah, yeah.
It is the talk of every...
Why do you think it's growing so fast?
Totally. But the only challenge that starts to present itself is, like, over time, I mean, dude, you've got fewer and fewer outlets covering fewer and fewer teams every day. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you take these giant road shows further and further, you're going to get less and less coverage. But I imagine with the money, especially you start talking about the Middle East, the money that's involved, the coverage is secondary to the cash.
I'll ask this question. Do you not think in the Washington, D.C. area they're getting coverage for this football game?
Sure.
In Miami, you don't think they're getting coverage?
Dude, you want to hear something that's crazy? So there's about, call it just for round numbers, 20 media members here from D.C.
Mm-hmm.
How many you think are from Miami?
Not many.
Five.
Okay,
expand that. You make that trip instead of Europe to Abu Dhabi?
But let's think about this, though. Miami has a natural following of the Latino population. They may already have people that were already here covering it anyway.
Maybe.
Like, all I know is it's a lot of content going all over for this team in Washington, D.C. that doesn't ordinarily get that love all around the world. But I have sat and talked to people from at least 15 different
countries.
Like, countries.
The amount of,
like, tonight, today.
Dude, the amount of Irish, English, German, French.
It's crazy, dude.
It's crazy. It's been really cool watching the kids run around and watching the players interact. I talked to Sam Ristill for a minute, who was, like, leading a drill. Mm-hmm. And he's like, man, I grew up playing flag. Like, I love seeing this.
Yes.
And then big Trent Scott, who, you know, is kind of that sixth offensive lineman, third tackle, whatever you want to call Big Trent.
Yeah.
People may not know him that well. He's a really funny, gregarious guy. Mm-hmm. And it was him and Chris Paul. These kids had to, like, run this drill where, say, it was, like, 7 yards up around a tackling dummy and then threw some cones. And then they had to try to get past Chris and Trent.
Mm-hmm.
And
These kids were so little and shifty, and Trent and Chris are so big that to get down to a 9-year-old's waist to grab their flag is like 5 feet down for them. Yeah. These kids were getting past them. They're like, come on, man. And Trent thought he got one kid. I was like, dude, you got to get the flag. He's like, damn. It was just really cool.
That's why you just tackle him.
Yeah.
I mean, teach him how football really is.
It was fun, man. It was a cool day. I posted a video of like Debo and Hartman just dancing and vibing. And if you want to be one of those hardos, it's like this team is 3-7. There's no room for dancing. Like,
and they can say what the hell they want. Listen, man. In everyday life, you go into work, and it doesn't always work out perfectly. But what are you going to do? Sulk or try to find a way to get through it? We do it every day in every job that we have, in every occupation we have. We find a way to get through it. Hell, nationalities and cultures have found a way to get through it. So for people to sit up and act like athletes got to always be uptight because that's how they are, stop fooling yourself. You're not uptight in your regular life.
Get your playbook.
Don't expect to be like it. Hell with that.
It was, I don't, maybe we could
just. Listen, man. I was at this event, okay, it started at 12 o'clock. I was at another event, started at 10:30, doing flamenco dances.
How was that? How's your flamenco?
My thighs were burning like hell.
I mean,
it takes a lot of energy to do stuff like they were doing it. And the lady and the dude that was putting on these classes were outstanding. But these fans do not travel this far. If they automatically assume. See, this is what I'm starting to learn, Jay. We got people who post and comment on social media. And we have people who put their hard-earned money into it and go around the world and the country to follow this team. The enthusiasm I saw throughout this whole thing that's been going on, they've been losing, but the people see something coming. The money I see spent and the enthusiasm I see outweighs the idiots that I see commenting on social media.
I think
I'm being real with you, dog.
I think multiple things can be true, right? There are
multiple things can be true, but you know what? The ultimate thing you got to realize, it's easy to do this,
right,
and hide. But I saw a family last night at the dinner I went to, but your boy was there. It was four of them. You know how much four tickets to come out here is? A lot of cheddar.
Totally. I mean, the team is running big trips, too, to reward some of their suite owners and stuff.
Well, these people ain't go through the team. These people pay their own damn money.
I think it's great. Like, I'm not – like, if you identified this game in May when the schedule came out, you're like, how cool will it be to go watch the Burgundy and Gold in Spain? And you bought the tickets and you're locked in. I think that's awesome. I think there are people that are just along for the ride and support the team no matter what. And then there are people that are just – nameless, faceless bots that are negative about everything. And then I think there's a whole bunch of people in between. I think the vast majority of people are in between.
I don't know about the – I don't know if it's the equal people in between. I believe it's more people supporting the team that believe things are going to change. I talked to a lot of people today, and I kept giving them the same little conversation like last year and this year. A lot of people understand that last year was could have just been that we got on a roll. This year is what it really looks like when you start the rebuild. But then there are those people who act as if their life is perfect, who think that you can never, ever have any kind of down year in anything. In that case, you're not doing your work. You're not working. You're not in your book. Shut the hell up, okay? My thing is, I have listened to a lot of people and a lot of the mindset of the social media world, and then I go with the real world. To hell with the social media world. I'm going with the real world. I understand that it's easier to get stuff out on social media. But you know how much stuff goes wrong on social media? It's straight BS.
Yeah.
Probably 90% of it is straight BS, but so many people get it so quick, we think it's fact.
I think... For me, anyway, I ignore most of that stuff. I think it's great for the fans that are here. I think it is okay for fans that are frustrated that the team is
not. No, you can be frustrated, yeah. but frustration does not mean that everything is not just working. See, this is the thing about it. I understand there's everything. You got multiple facts that can be true or not. But frustration don't give you the right to just act like nothing is right. I don't get that. You know, it's not working. Yes, they're not winning like we want them to win.
I think the
but last year they were winning like they wasn't supposed to win.
I agree with that.
And nobody ever said that.
But I think the nature of the last four games has really made it sour.
Man, listen, I don't care the nature of the last four games or not. Let's be real. The nature of our last six games last year, that's not normal.
Sure.
Nobody ever questioned it. Nobody ever complained about it. Nobody ever said nothing against it because it was good. Sometimes we got to understand when things look super good or super bad, it's not neither one of them.
Well, I think if you look at last year, the way I have always looked at the NFL, especially in like the salary cap current era, typically there are four or five really good teams and four or five really bad teams. And then the rest of the league is somewhere in the middle, and it depends on the breaks you get, depends on the injuries you get. Sometimes you get a bogus call your way. Sometimes you get a bogus call against you. You know what I mean? Like, the league is built for parity. The league is built for everybody to be about even. And generally, the teams at the top, the four or five that are really, really good, tend to have the four or five truly elite quarterbacks in the NFL. And that's why those teams tend to stay good. Like, what's happening with the Bengals is almost a rarity where they have one of the truly elite quarterbacks in the NFL, but the team organizationally has just fallen apart so bad. But generally, I mean, you can look at teams that are perennial contenders, Bills, Ravens, Chiefs. I think the Eagles have just built an absolutely elite roster. Like, if you look at last year, those were the elite teams. And then Washington popped up, right? And
yeah.
I do think had Jaden not been injured and had Jaden continued to play like he did last year, Washington stays in that conversation. But unfortunately, the injuries are a part of it. Like, there's a lot of different facets.
I'm with that.
You telling me to break now, Landfill? Isn't it 18? Or are we on a different clock? Are we 6 hours, 5 hours and 58 minutes ahead? Here's what we're going to do. We got a busy show. Barry Svrluga's here, where he's going to join us at 11. Travis Wingfield covers the Dolphins, going to join us at noon. And then Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports going to join us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's B. Mitchell Finley, and we got to tell you about our friends over at Paul Henry's Window Installation. Paul Henry's has done a ton of work at my house, new windows, new doors throughout the house, and it has made the house so much more pleasant to live in, so much more comfortable, no more drafts, no more cold winters. It is comfortable year-round, keeps the cold air in the summer and the warm air in the winter. And if you call Paul now, you can get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's Window Installation.
Yep, you can reach out to Paul. Look, Paul came into my house. He's done my windows, done my doors, done my pergola, and he did a great job. You know, when you go out to Paul, Paul does an absolutely amazing job from the start to finish. And you don't have to worry about going and getting it done again. Most people come to your house, they do something, they finish quick, and they don't have to go back because they messed up something. So reach out to Paul right now. You get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today. Tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement choice.
Bow, bow. You know, normally on a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday, I encourage everyone to be responsible and wait till 11 a.m. But when we're on the other side of the Atlantic Ocean, maybe there isn't time for responsibility. I mean, it's 4:15, 4:30 here.
Jay, we did an event started at 12.
How packed was that rally? I saw people were
wall
up
to
like
wall,
2 hours in
one,
advance.
It's like two floors with an outside patio. It was packed inside, packed outside, packed coming in. And when I walked in at 12:15, some people were already there. Now, I'm not saying they're at the place. They're like Scotty Red Bull Friday type.
Yeah.
They were there already.
Going to be interesting what happens this weekend. We're having a party tonight for the podcast that everyone's invited to. I know you got events, but you know, you and Monica should show up. It'll be something.
I may pop in. Say what's up. What up, dog?
I got to be honest. I don't know how it's going to go because I personally have not spoken to the establishment.
But
we're kind of counting on tailgate 10.
If they're depending
on, shouldn't
you
have to be responsible, but like, that's just kind of how.
If anyone was depending on you to have a conversation, it would never go well. Well, I would just let you know. I told 60 people where your event is, because they kept saying, "Man, you and JP got an event tonight." I'm like, "No, JP and Mitch." They say, "Yeah, be Mitch." I said, "No. It's Mitch Tischler, 6'4", about 300+." I said, "That's not me." They say, "No, man, it's you and JP." I said, "Okay, whatever."
So, when we got off last night, so we get off the air here at 8 o'clock, and the setup here, shout out to the people at Radio Marca that have been
hosting
us.
They've been great, man.
They've been really cool. But this is like a very serious media establishment here. There's two newspapers and this radio station all here, and there's real security, and it's set back from the road. So it takes a little while to get an Uber or a car
into the place.
Remember how I had to walk out the other way? So there is another exit.
Okay.
So I walk out to my Uber last night. It was, you know, like the old school church vans that you can fit like 20 people in? They got like five
this
rows
is
of
one
seats.
Of those?
That was my Uber. And it was just me and the dude, just the two of us in a 20-seater. It was an interesting.
They thought Mitch was with you?
I don't know. But you know how some of these roads are like super windy and narrow and there's cars everywhere?
Yeah.
My man was driving this church van through those windy-ass narrow roads like it was F1. It was it was interesting.
This place not seem like you're in the middle of New Orleans?
Sure. Yeah,
those Liberty streets. You know, like the French Quarters,
the little old streets of Philadelphia.
There you go. But it's a combination of Philly and New Orleans.
But these
these streets were obviously built way earlier than Philly and New Orleans, too. I've really enjoyed Madrid. I'm excited tonight at O'Reilly's. If anybody's in town and wants to come, should be
fun. You want to just fly over? Come hang out.
Well, this dude, Paul Coleman.
You'll never make it.
I land at 7 p.m. Must be somewhere to go.
Come straight to the spot.
This morning I was at the hotel getting breakfast, and who walks in but Tarek Freeman? He's like, and I was reading. He's like, look at you pretending to be literary. I was like, I can read, dude. Just because I don't do it all the time. I know how to read.
That's funny.
We got a little news here from practice, and I was kind of paying attention to this. Ben Sennett and Jordan McGee listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Sennett was a scratch on Wednesday, limited on Thursday, and a DNP today. McGee was a scratch both Wednesday and Thursday and limited today. I tried to watch Jordan for a second today, and, you know, what I notice in a brief practice is hard to make too much of a determination on. That's not good news, though. Luvu, however, I had kind of been documenting him in the non-contact. He was full go today. Helps to be full go when there isn't contact at practice. Mm-hmm. Quan Martin had been in the non-contact. He was full go. Chris Rodriguez spoke with the media today. He's ready to rock. Bobby Wagner was listed as full all week. It's the question on the show sheet from Landfill is, do the Commanders have any chance on Sunday? And I noticed earlier, the Junks made their picks this morning, and only Bickle picked the Commanders. And I understand why people are reticent to think Washington's going to win, especially after this last four-game stretch. It's been historically bad. I actually really like Washington this week. I think Miami is a super volatile team. They are yet to string two good games in a row. Now, if you want to look at what everything that has transpired over the last month and be like, how on earth can you pick them? I get it. I'm not. You have grounds for that opinion.
Any given Sunday, baby.
I don't even think it's any given Sunday. People are acting like, dude, last week against Detroit, they're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
Seattle, the week before, one of the best teams in the NFL. Kansas City, one of the best teams in the NFL. Miami ain't that. So I just don't think we have to put them on the same pedestal.
And they play great against a team that they see twice a year, every year.
Right.
And they normally play better against those teams. Let's be real. Of the Junkies, Bickle's the only Commanders fan.
Right.
So the rest of them is not going to cheer for him. And listen, I say it because, like, sometimes we are afraid to speak stuff because everybody takes stuff the wrong way. Bickle's a Commanders fan. He believes. He wants his team to win. The other guys are not. So they're not going to cheer because they don't want us to win any damn way. So the ultimate thing is that doesn't really make me sway one way or the other.
I'm just saying I think the notion that Washington has no chance in this.
Whenever you step on a football field, you have a chance, okay? The game last night, which I did not see. I went and checked some stuff this morning. The Jets came out on fire.
They got to play four quarters, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But still, they came out. Other people would never believe they would come out at all. So the thing about it, there are no college, no high school, no college or no high school people there are playing football in the pros. You got pro athletes. And if they get their action together and if they get their, you know, the chemistry going, they could beat any team at any time. Anybody could do that. That's what I understand about pro football.
That is one zillion
percent
true. And
that's all that matters.
But I don't even think this game, these teams have the same record. Like, we're acting like one of the – Vegas – now, granted, there is no true home field because they're playing in Europe, right? It's not like it's not like Washington is a 10-point dog in this thing.
Yeah.
If you wanted to ask me against the Seahawks and against the Lions, does Washington have any chance? That's a reasonable question. But, like, just because what they say in the stock market, anytime you buy a stock, there's, like, a legally bound statement that past results do not indicate future returns.
I understand.
In the NFL, it's the same damn thing.
But
this is not, like, they're not about facing Steve Young and the 49ers.
You talk about content game all the time. I'm going to ask you a question. You are in it. I can give a damn about it. If I say a person have no chance, if I say a person have a chance, which one is going to get the most effect in the content game?
Yeah, but this isn't, I mean, sure.
No, I'm being straight up with you. Answer, yes or no? Which one going to get the more content? If I say a person have no chance in hell, that's going to get way more play than I say they have a chance. Well, them having a chance does nothing.
I also think there's the immediacy effect, the immediacy bias, right? Like, dog, when you watch political coverage, have you noticed, somebody pointed this out, I think it might have been a comedian I saw, I want to say it might have been Chris Rock. He talked about, you know what's crazy? Every election I can remember, every election of my life, they call it the most important election of my life.
Yeah.
Every event, every weather event. Since when did snowstorms get names? You know what I mean? Like, there's we live in a current society where everything becomes the biggest indictment or condemnation.
We live in an overhyped society, point blank.
About everything.
That's what it is. And the thing about it is, some people fight against it. Some people just go with it. I refuse to live my life in a hypothetical world.
You want to say hi to Dr. Espinel? He's watching us at his office.
What up, Doc?
He probably should be performing
surgery. I just hate living my life based off of, oh, man, so-and-so said, hey, we got, I don't care about that.
They have been awful. Like, I'm not trying to discount
that. They have been. No, they have been awful.
Miami was awful, too.
So, what the hell? All of a sudden, you win a game against your rival, and now you're great? No, that's not how it goes.
I think, I don't know that the Joe Witt removal from play calling duties is going to make a tremendous impact on this Sunday.
Did they change the players?
No. In fact, they probably lost more. They've lost Trey Amos.
I'll leave it at that.
Like, if you want a direct reason for why you think they're in worse shape this week, I would say it's because Amos broke his leg last week. And he's probably been their best corner through 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's out. Yeah. So, like, there's plenty of logical reasons to suggest this is going to be Miami's game. Yeah. And I think the top of that list is Devin Achane.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat or project that there should be this intense confidence in Washington this weekend. I'm just here to push back on the complete dismissal of Washington this weekend.
Yeah.
If you operated for the last 2 weeks, Seattle and Detroit, like, yo, they don't have a chance, that was a logic-based argument.
Mm-hmm.
It's not this week.
Yeah, but my thing is, Jay, it's easy to get on airwaves and post things saying what a person doesn't have. I want to know how many of those people put their whole house on it. How many people put their savings on it, if that's what they truly believe. Because I can step on the air and say some of the dumbest stuff in the world, as long as I'm not risking anything about it. That is why I don't get swayed by a lot of people speaking in the media about those can't happen, impossibles, because they don't bet nothing on it. They don't put nothing on it. So I don't care half the time. And you know what? People could probably, you could dismiss what I'm saying. But I don't give a damn what you say on social media hiding behind something nobody knows who you are. I don't care what you say if you just make a comment on the radio or on the TV. Put your life on it.
I don't think it has to be that.
No, I'm like that because I think they go so drastic with it. Like, you got to believe what I'm saying. These people, put something on it then.
Well, to that point, my boy Matt Ritz just texted me. He just got in the car and says that we've convinced him. He's betting the Skins. They're going to win by 10. So maybe we're doing the Lord's work, pushing back.
And Matt is probably a man who of certain means that does not really lose his mind. So he's going to bet something that ain't going to change his world. But those people that, man, I'm telling you, they don't have a chance in hell. And they don't even put what White Brian put. White Brian at least bet 10 cents. They don't much bet that. So I don't hear all that crap.
For me, it's just like, if you look at a 2.5-point favorite. Technically, that's a home favorite, but I'm throwing home field out the window because this game's being played in Europe. It's
based off of what I'm seeing, the Commanders are the home team.
I agree with that.
I think there will be more Commanders fans than Dolphins fans, but I think the majority of people at this game will just be NFL fans.
Yeah.
That's my experience with these international games, is it kind of just becomes this like Lollapalooza for football, which is fun. And I just, the notion that Washington has no chance against Miami, I can understand if it's rooted over the last four games where the defense has been abysmal. I just think it's kind of silly.
Mm.
Like, Miami's also 3-7, and they fired their GM like a month ago.
Yeah.
Let me get that accurately. They mutually agreed to part ways.
Yeah.
You know when people mutually agree to part ways? When one part doesn't want to be with the other.
That's how I know it happens.
Which is hardly mutual.
In divorce.
Right.
We mutually agreed to part ways.
Let's just not.
Somebody had enough money where they could let you go, and they gave you enough to make you happy, and y'all mutually agreed to part ways.
Now, if we get to Sunday evening, and Washington has given up another 40 burger, and Achan went for $175 total yards and two touchdowns, and Waddle has 120 through the air. Like, I won't be shocked, because we've seen that. I won't be shocked. Yeah. But I think to approach this one, like we have the last few, as, oh my God, it's going to be another one-sided ass-kicking, I just think that's silly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Let's watch the game. It's coffee football. Everybody at home, you get to wake up at 9:30 in the morning, hang out, watch football. I don't know what the weather's like at home. Maybe you go play golf in the afternoon. Don't assume the worst. If you operated in the Seattle game and the Detroit game, assuming the worst, I can't say I blame you for that. Mm-hmm. But going into this one, this is a different operation. Totally. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Barry Svrluga joins us at 11.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame. NBA Happy Hour, every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern. Only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But the guys weren't exactly – it wasn't a seamless process, we'll say.
Uh-huh.
And then towards the end, one of the Spanish journalists asked if they had learned, you know, any new words in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, God bless him, Bill's just like a naturally funny kid. Mm-hmm. And this is a rookie who, you know, I don't know that he's seen a ton of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Bill just very honestly was like – and so it was Bill, McNichols, and Rodriguez all up on the podium together. And so questions kind of got asked, and, like, different players would answer at different times. Mm-hmm. And Bill was like, yeah, you know, I've learned some new Spanish. And it was like he kind of was, like, eager to share it. So it was cool. And it was, like, okay, great. Like, what? And he's like, I learned hola. And it was just so funny that that was, like, that's kind of the baseline.
Yeah, but that's he never heard it.
Right. And then he's like, ¿cómo estás?
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Bill's hello, learning. How you doing?
Yeah, dude. It was just a neat moment. And, like, on some level, especially being here, these games are about the stuff surrounding the games, far more so if we were just in Ashburn getting ready for a game.
Mm-hmm.
And Dan Quinn got asked, you know, it sure looks like there's more and more international games on the horizon. Like, what do you like about it, but what makes it difficult, too? Mm-hmm. And people, certainly NFL players, but I think a lot of people anyway are just creatures of habit, right? And this gets the players far outside of their habit. But I think the way they did it, and we're not going to know till Sunday, and maybe it'll be proved wrong, or perhaps none of it's relevant and they just don't have the right players, mm-hmm. right? Like, more and more, I feel like more that's my answer to a lot of things is between the injuries and the roster they put together, it just ain't right. That said, Dan Quinn kind of talked about his plan for this week, which was we wanted to bite the bullet and travel early. So they traveled over Monday night into Tuesday morning. And Dan Quinn said, he's like, I kind of thought that first practice Wednesday would not be our best. So we kind of took it. That was our lightest practice. And then we ramped up Thursday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And this practice today for a Friday practice was longer than normal, faster than usual. Like, there was some real crispness and pace to it. Do you think that will pay off? DQ's like, I'd rather us be building up to Sunday and ready to go rather than plateauing.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Bill. They all got to practice and be ready to play on Sunday. And the coach is going to try to make sure that they're going to be ready to hit the ground running on that day when the game comes. It works sometimes. Sometimes it doesn't. There are coaches who like to ramp up the early days in the week and then close it out. Other coaches want to ramp up to just hit it when the game comes. No one is going full speed in practice on Saturday.
It's a walkthrough.
Yeah, so you're going to always drop it down just a little bit. The ultimate thing is, can the players bring what's been taught and the energy that they need to bring on Sunday? When you learn how, if someone can come up with that, and make sure that happens every week. You just got to keep going how you're going. And find what can tap into those guys to make them be able to do that on the weekends. Because from Friday, normally around 1 something, to Sunday at 1 something or later, you got to hope that they bring those same things. Because they're not getting nothing Saturday in a mental aspect. I mean, in the excitement and the physical aspect.
Sure.
It's only mental. And mental don't bring a lot of jubilance and excitement. So they got to figure out a way to translate that energy that you might have had that Thursday afternoon, actually, and bring it to Sunday.
So I wanted to point this out just so we don't lose track of it later. And I'm not mad at the player for saying this,
mm-hmm.
but the situation makes me mad. Dolphins center Aaron Brewer said Daron Payne not being available for the Commanders is amazing. Definitely beneficial towards us. Brewer said Payne has given him fits going against him earlier in his career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With everything
he's speaking the truth.
Right. But it just, with everything we know now, you'd love for Payne not to be suspended this week. The ejection in the moment, you're not allowed to punch somebody. You wound
you'd
up.
Love for
slung.
Him to not be suspended, but as we said, I see why he did what he did, but still he can't do what he did. And that player on the other side just told you he was scared of Payne. You know what Payne's backup needs to do? Make him understand that for some kind of way, I woke up as Payne today. You just told me you're scared of a player on the football field. I'm going to find a way to get into your head and make you scared of me.
So I'm curious what you think then. So Payne is out, obviously. Mm-hmm. Dan Quinn earlier in the week said that means a larger role for Johnny Newton.
Okay.
And they made Johnny Newton a captain this week.
Okay.
Do you think they're like, hey, man, this is your chance. Run with it?
Yeah, of course, because let's be real. Johnny is not the physical force that Payne is.
Right.
But Johnny has far more quickness than Payne has. That same dude that said Jerron Payne has been a problem to me may wake up on Monday morning saying, damn, there's more ways in the NFL to have to deal with something. Newton could bring that quickness and be past his ass all day. You know, it's just like, listen, man, the NFL to a lot of people is tough. But you know what it is to a lot of other people? Opportunity. This is an opportunity for Johnny Newton to say, okay, I'm not the biggest, strongest guy in the league, but I could do some Aaron Donald to you. Aaron Donald wasn't the biggest guy, wasn't the strongest, but he was relentless. He was quick, and he made you have to try to beat him to the point every play. And by you having to beat him to the point, you know what happened to you? You jumped. You tried to get out of that thing quickly. You gave him more opportunity because now you were questioning everything. He wasn't. He was dictating to you. Let's go to Jay. Do the same thing.
Big opportunity for Johnny. He's certainly capable as a pass rusher. I think the run game is where you wonder if he can stand up, but Sunday's his chance. Our chance now. Quick break, then Barry Svrluga joins the program.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.